Yeah. What? Oh, it feels good to be here. You already know it's the highest host, Adam Ilchon, over here getting high with show. Super excited to be back in the studio. We got Crown OG Studio, of course. Them sounds is Kentron on the keys. It's always an honor to have you here, Ken. Appreciate you. We had a little jam session before the show started. Played a little guess the song game. Of course, Travis is in the building, making us look and sound good. Thank you so much, Trav.
Oh, yeah.
And we got special guests Max and Bella with us today. Max is just staring me down like, what's going on? And I think Bella's a little content. But look, look, we've been doing this. You already know. I've been seeing our guest do the damn thing for a minute. It's an honor to have him here. I've been seeing his golf game explode recently. He didn't win the 100K hole-in-one challenge, but it was a good time. Listen, you already read the description. You know who's in here. He's the co-founder of Plug Play. It's Plug Play, not Plug and Play. It's Plug Play. We're going to get into that. He's a visionary. He's the content creator. You've seen him. He's a dog dad. I think a fashion enthusiast because he's always fucking fresh, always got custom fits. We're going to learn all about it. It's Peter Tang of Plug Play, baby, or Peter Pootie Tang. What's up? What's up? How you feeling? You good?
Feeling great, bro. Feeling
fantastic. Thanks for coming, man. I appreciate you being here.
I really, really appreciate it.
Listen, I've been in the weed space for a little bit.
I know. I've been seeing we've crossed paths for the past 8 years.
I think you came out like pre-legal, like with like 2017.
2017.
It was like when you first started. I started seeing the Tiffany Blue. Is that what it is?
Yeah, 2017. We were running around in the Legacy area, right?
Yeah.
And then we got. I think we transitioned everything in license around like 2018.
Yeah, right when it like the Prop 64
like,
passed.
Right at the end of 2018.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it, we're gonna go. And now like seeing you guys in multiple states, and you know, I just came back from Europe 2 times, and I've seen, you know, the product out there, just people with random plug plays. Listen, I don't know how people get shit, you know, out there, but I know people have it. Could it have been real? Could it have been a counterfeit? I don't know, because when you're killing it, you know, there's also people out there trying to monetize on your success, which we'll probably get into. But it's great to see your journey, bro, and seeing what you guys have created with Plug Play.
Thank you, man. You as well, bro. I appreciate it.
I just smoke weed, bro, but I appreciate that.
Hey, man, you're doing your thing, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Is it true you guys just started? You like just high school homies just started it?
Yeah, high school homies literally started out of a garage.
Were you guys just getting high and like, yo, let's start a business?
I mean, I think everything just kind of lined up for us all to kind of come together and do this, right? Like one of the homies was, you know, he's really big into hardware manufacturing. I had relationships with people that, you know, were extracting. So,
okay.
We had a...
So you were plugged?
Yeah, we were plugged, right? And, you know, it was, That's how it all came.
So you were hitting were you hitting vapes and carts back then?
Yeah,
like,
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I remember like, you know, carts back then.
I shouldn't have been. That shit was bad, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Before our product, at
before
least.
Regulation. Well, that's what I'm saying. People were just putting like hot dog water in these carts.
It was so
like,
bad.
You know, there was some horrible moments with that. And there was a whole vape gate that happened with kids getting sick. And, you know, and I think those carts are the reason why kids smoke spray packs today, because everything was flavored and that's what they're used to. And that's why they like that shit.
I think, you know, it just really comes down to making sure, like, you put quality product in, right? And there's a lot of people that are in it for a money grab and go out and move units of just bunk shit, right? And that's not... I feel like the philosophy for our brand has always been, you know, just make sure that we have quality product, because quality is always going to speak for itself.
Yeah, and I sell a shitload of plug plays at the shop. People come in, you know, it's like you guys got your whole cult culture. Like, people love them, and they're always clean. What I love about plug plays, you guys aren't involved in, like, any controversy. There's never been, like, anything negative associated with your brand. You know, some people just come out, and there's all these random claims. You guys like collab with some big artists and fashion designers. Like, you guys are just in your own lane. Even though it's like a saturated market in vapes and like everyone has a company, you guys have just hasn't been involved in anything negative, or and it's just all positive, and everyone loves you, Peter. Like,
no,
you see it in real life.
Nah, much love, bro. I really appreciate it. We try, you know, stay away from drama, stay away from controversy. It's just You don't want to get caught up in the mix of all that, you know?
But it's entertaining sometimes. I enjoy it. I like starting sometimes.
You see all the shit on Blacklist. You're like, no, don't want that smoke.
Yeah, but that's just weird. That's just like, it's just rage-based shit. Some people just thrive on it. Look at X. X is like full of it. So right. Let me ask you, what is it like going into a shop and seeing your product on the shelf?
Man.
Because you guys are in like every single store.
Not every single store.
Like 600
of
them.
Good amount of stores. But no, it's cool. It's really cool to see the work kind of grow and progress. You know, like in the beginning, I still remember the first store that I personally had onboarded. You know, it was all the way out in Palm Springs. Yeah, Desert Hot Springs.
Oh, there was a shitload of stores out there.
There was a shitload.
I remember.
It was so funny because I was so excited to see all those licenses out there, and no, you know, our team like really didn't like go out there that often, right, to go and onboard their store. So I was like, all right, let me go do the damn thing out there, and come to realize there really isn't a lot of people out there.
Nah,
there's a lot of stores.
Yeah. It happens. A lot of people don't. They think they get a license and it's all fair game, but then you got to realize, like, with the area, the demographic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, going to the stores, you see it, you're like, hell yeah, this is great.
No, it's cool, man. It's definitely, it definitely hits to where you're like, okay, like, this was the work that we put in. This is a result of, like, the persistence of going from spot to spot to spot, because it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
You know, and you get a lot of no's, you get a lot of people that tell you to fuck off, and it was hard. It was really hard in the beginning because we're a proprietary system, right? And everybody was,
that's like you got your own hardware.
Yeah,
your own,
we
battery
got our own hardware.
It's not like a 510 screw that goes on any fucking battery.
Exactly.
Out there, you have your own shit.
Exactly. So that was always the pushback, right, with retail. They're like, no, it's going to be tough to sell. Everybody's going to need their own battery. So through time, you just had to go out there and, you know, keep pushing for one, right? But, you know, it costs us a lot, too, with, you know, giving out a bunch of batteries to get people onto our system and, you know, get them on our product and
buy a pod, get a battery for free.
Oh, yeah.
he rolled just, I know that shit.
You know, you're not profitable for a long time.
Yeah. But, you know, staying relevant and, you know, especially being on the positive side of things, you know, shows a longevity. And it's
for sure
great to see that happen. And, you know, usually I like to take our guests on the show and head over to Apothecary and go
Let's
shopping and see what you look for when you shop for a product in a dispensary.
For sure.
Let's go find out, and then we'll talk about it. All right, we'll be right back after this. Chat, you already know what's going on. We'll be right back.
All
Let's
right,
go.
We'll be back.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's do it.
Max, you're staying here. Yeah, Ketron's amazing, dude. Shout out to Ketron. Well, listen, we just had a whole experience inside Apothecary. Shout out to Apothecary. You can find that footage on Patreon. You dropped some gems in there. Let us know how shit really goes down. And now I know why you are in so many stores. And even the staff in there, they're like, yo, your team's amazing. We love your team. So, like, that must feel good.
No, absolutely, man. Like, we've been doing business with them for years. Yeah. I would say since like 2019.
Yeah.
2019.
Well, I know they've been there since like 2012 or 11. They're like one of the first in the valley.
Yeah.
I've been fucking with them for a minute. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What? So what's like a basic day for Peter?
Fuck.
What are we doing? Like, we waking up. What's our morning routine? Saratoga ice facials? You take off the mouth tape? Are you like super?
So it changes, right? What I do try every morning is I try to meditate. I try to meditate at least for 10 minutes. Like, just to get up, I'll go into like my office / closet, right? You know, wait.
So walk-in?
It's just like a room that I turn into like my office, but it's also like my closet, right?
Right.
And I'll just go in there, you know, shut everything off, and I'll just sit there, and I'll just try to sit there and meditate for like 10 minutes. But actually, I get up, feed my dogs, right? The first thing I do is feed my dogs. They wake my ass up.
Okay.
And I get up at around 6:30. They'll usually they'll usually start bothering me around then.
Right, when the sun comes out.
To feed them.
Yeah. So you, when you wake up the first time, you just wake up? You don't go back to sleep?
No, I don't go back to sleep. I don't go back to sleep. Unless I'm really, really tired.
Right.
If I only got like 2-3 hours of sleep at that 6 a.m. spot, like say I go to bed at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Right. Got it raging.
I'm going to try. Pretty much. I'm sober right now, which is great. So it's easier for me to wake up.
Right.
But, you know, I'll try to, you know, I'll feed them and then I'll go and sit and meditate and then, you know, work out for a little bit and then, you know, shower and just get the day ready.
And is that day, is it like emails, is it phone calls, office life? Are you?
All of it.
Yeah.
My schedule is all over the place, right? So my team, excuse me.
No, yeah. I know like Mondays might be different from Wednesdays, but it's,
yeah, Monday. You know. So usually Mondays, we all meet up at the office every Monday, and that's our time to kind of like get everything in order, whether it's the sales team, marketing team, whatever it might be, right? Production team, and everybody's there on Monday, right? And then the rest of the week, we're all pretty much everywhere. So I usually just go to the office maybe once a week.
Right.
And then after that, I'm just floating around.
Right. You're the boss.
Whatever.
You're going to play golf. You're good.
Not always get to play golf. I do get to play a lot of golf. And fortunately, you know, what's cool is I get to do this. I get to play golf for work. Right. And, you know, believe it or not, like.
What do you mean for work?
You know, like, we get to take out buyers.
Meetings.
Meetings. You know, whoever golfs, like once they tell me they golf, it's like.
All right, I got a tea time.
Fuck yeah.
9 a.m., pull up, we'll talk about it.
Pretty much.
Let's get 20 of your stories. If I make this putt, I'm in.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's
sounds fun.
What it is. No, but you're out there and you're really, you know, building a relationship with somebody, but most importantly, like, you're there to have a good time with them.
You know what I like about golf is it's like an honest sport, and if you're going into business with someone, and like I learned this with Travis as well, is like when you're playing and if they're like cheating or like doing like little things to make their score better, you're like, you know, they're gonna do shit like that in business, which is,
for sure.
You're like, damn, this isn't an honest person. Like, I know they putted three times, why are they just telling me they putted twice?
For sure.
Like this little petty shit like that, you're like, yo, if they're doing this on golf, imagine what they'll do when money gets involved.
For sure.
And that's it's like how true are you? I suck. I don't give a fuck. I make fucking eights all day, bro. Give me a snowman. I'm just having fun.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get the most on the course. I want as many swings as possible so I can experience this shit. No, I'm just playing. I want the most bang for my buck.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. No, but that's what I really love about the sport. Besides, you know, the skill it takes. You don't need to be athletic.
No, it's definitely you at some point you do have to worry about athleticism, because as you get older, your body you know, doesn't rotate, and you gotta like incorporate stretching a lot more. Like now, that's what I have to do, right? Because I'm not in my teens and early 20s anymore.
Recovery's different.
Yeah, recovery's different. You know, you gotta hit the sauna more.
I get it, bro. I wake up injured now. I don't even know. I'm at that age where I wake up, I'm like, how the fuck is my knee swollen? Like, what the fuck? That hasn't happened to you yet.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You get a lot of like back aches and, you know.
All that shit.
Yeah, that's my day. It's a little bit of everything, you know, like. And that's usually like Mondays we'll go in and I'll talk to the team about like, all right, what's my schedule looking like for them? They have me booked out. My schedule is literally jammed until October. Everything's just
like all the events, meetings,
the calendar is just
everything looking, you guys need to, because you got you. I mean,
crazy.
I feel like you incorporate your like. Personal life, like the things you enjoy, into the brand. Like, I notice you're always looking fresh. Like, you always got the custom fits. Like, is that always been a thing for you? Were you always into fashion? What was like little fourth grader Peter? What was he gonna be?
Little fourth grader Peter?
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna play professional golf.
Yeah, you were always into golf?
Yeah, I started golfing when I was 10.
What?
Yeah. That's 10 years old.
So that's why you got the foundation. See, I started at 40. I'm fucked up, dude. I heard you're like a scratch golfer now.
Not anymore. I'm like a, I think I'm at a 3 handicap right
bro.
Now.
Bro. I'm not anymore. Scratch, just a three, bro. I'm out here fucking getting Kobe numbers and shit.
Trust, bro. Between scratch and a three handicap, it's
a big difference.
Really big difference. It's not a small it sounds like it's like a. It's a little bit. Yeah, it's just a little bit, but
I understand because when I'm like trailing my group by like two or three strokes, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'll get it. And then the next hole, I'm like, got like an eight, and I'm down eight strokes. I'm like, all right, I'm never coming back. So I know that three strokes is a big deal.
And that handicap system, it's not really, it's not like I go out and shoot three over every single time. It's just like
average.
That's kind of like what my capabilities are.
What's the best you've played? Have you ever shot under?
I've shot under when I was younger. There was a time where I was shooting like 67, 68, what? 69.
You ever get a hole in one in your life?
I got two.
What?
Yeah, I got two. The first time I got it, I think I was like 12 years old.
And no one was there.
No, my dad and my uncle were with me. It was over at Shoal Canyon.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah, a little par 3 course. Yeah. And it was off of a fucked up shot, too. It's funny. I bladed a sand wedge. And basically, when you blade a shot, you're mishitting it, right? And it's like a shot
roller
that rolls on the ground.
It's a grounder.
So it's not a good shot. It's actually a mishit.
But it rolled right in.
When it rolled into the bunker, it lifted, it shot up. And then it rolled onto the green. So we're all walking and looking for the ball and like looking behind the hole in front. I was like, where the fuck is it? It was in the hole. It was crazy.
It was a fucking accidental hole in one.
The second one was sexy though.
It was right in.
The second one was like right at the fucking pin, and the divot when it hit the green, it was like maybe 7 inches from the hole, and then it backspun and it dropped
in. Fuck, that must have been a great feeling.
It was crazy. You couldn't see it because it happened at this course isn't even there anymore. It was out in Pomona. It's like, I think it was called like Indian Wells or something. It was a little par 3 course. But the group in front of me saw it, and they're like, it went in the fucking hole.
They weren't fucking with you?
Huh?
They weren't fucking with you and like put it in the hole?
No. Because yeah. I watched them. You can see it. On the tee box. It was at night, so there were lights.
That's fire.
But it was cool. That was a legit one. That one was from like 175 yards.
What? That's far. But you couldn't get the $100,000 hole.
I didn't even hit the fucking green on that, bro. I was sad.
Well, the wind was fucked.
The wind was fucked.
It was a challenging.
But also, I didn't hit a good shot.
At least you didn't get it in the water. I saw a lot of wet balls.
Really?
Yeah. That lake is collecting a lot of balls, dude.
That was a tough day.
We're talking about blunts and birdies. I recently ran into Peter. I was hosting the par 3 hole in 100K challenge, and everyone was super excited. It was fun because I was on a microphone, so I got to like talk before they swing, and I don't know if it helped them or made them more
nervous. You did an amazing job, bro.
Thank you. I try to be a little respectful, but you know, I wanted to make it a little more fun.
For sure.
What do you have a go-to munchies? Like when you
shit munchies, yeah. Man. I just love pasta.
Yeah,
pastas. I would say pastas.
Make them, or you like just getting them?
No, I don't make them. I ordered like these meal preps from this spot called Cook Unity.
Right.
Fucking fire.
That you just get the meals
like
ready
gourmet,
to go.
Gourmet meal preps, and they're only like $12, $13.
You are an on-the-go person.
Yeah, bro.
I need pre-rolls. I need fucking vapes.
I can't waste time like looking for food or anything like that. So I'll just like make sure I have
need
food.
An instant.
Yeah, it gets delivered to the house. I throw them in the fridge. I'm gonna go have one when I get home.
All right, let's say this. we're rolling to like an event, and we pull over to like the little liquor store to like get some snacks. What are you getting? What kind of snacks?
Snacks?
Yeah.
Probably some combos.
The snacks?
Yeah, you know what combos are?
Yeah, aren't they like...
They're like the pizza filled...
Yeah, they're like peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, they have the peanut butter ones, but they also have like the pizza ones.
Pizza pretzels?
I like that. I love pastas.
Yeah.
Pastas, pizzas. Fuck.
So, yeah, pizza's kind of like pasta.
I don't know, maybe some Chex Mix. I'll eat candy once in a while, but
so
now...
you're savory. You're savory more than sweet.
Yeah, I like savory. I love sweets too and sour candies, but you know, now at this age, I try not to fuck with candy too much.
So, all right.
Not to fuck up my teeth, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No spicy snacks, just...
Yeah, spicy snacks.
Basic ass Chex Mix.
I love Japanese snacks.
Okay.
You know, exotic Japanese snacks.
Japanese snacks are always interesting. They're always hard to open, too, and, like, figure out.
Yeah.
I used to get these subscription candy boxes to my house, and they would be from candies all over the world. So I'd try like candies from like India and Finland and France and China and Vietnam and Thailand. And like every, first of all, the flavors are so different everywhere. It's the weirdest shit. But the packaging on some of these is so confusing, and it's not in English. And it's like some of them are toy candies that you have to like do a little science experiment to create the candy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? I just want to eat something.
So, what's your favorite?
My favorite what?
Candies.
I like chocolate.
Chocolate?
I'm like a dark chocolate addict. Yeah. So I'll get some dark chocolate. If it's like dark chocolate with peanut butter or chocolate covered fruit, I like. Like the berries.
Some Godiva.
Godiva. Like truffles. Yeah. Yes. Those are decadent. I'm down.
Those are fire.
Yeah.
Ferrero Rochers, whatever.
Yeah, I like chocolate. That would be what I do. What about cereal? Are you a cereal guy? What's your what's your favorite cereal?
Chex. When I was a kid, I would say it was Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes. Those are like my two mains.
Top two?
Yeah.
Did you ever mix them?
That was my rotation. Nah. Nah, they don't taste the same.
It's whack when you do that.
You either want, like, because the Frosted Flakes, I think, is the best tasting. You have the best tasting milk after.
You think so?
Frosted Flakes.
Over Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I don't know, bro.
Cinnamon, that's pretty fire, too.
I don't know. That CTC be hitting.
I like the crunchiness of the Frosted Flakes.
Fire. Travis is yelling Cocoa Pebbles because he wants that chocolate milk.
Yeah. It's pretty fire. not gonna lie.
So it's all about the milk at the end. That's what makes the cereal better?
A little bit.
I feel it. But you think Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes.
I mean, Frosted Flakes is an OG. You can't be mad.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't had cereal, in over 10 years.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
You're missing out in life, bro. What are you doing?
I don't know. Breakfast, I just like my eggs and bacon.
I mean, I don't. Who eats cereal for breakfast, bro? It's like a midnight snack. Yeah. What? We're adults. I'm like, breakfast cereal? No. Breakfast is like, you know, eggs and meat and protein. Like, get the shit going. Yeah. No, I'm just fucking with you.
For sure. I haven't had cereal for breakfast since I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's more like as an adult, I live by myself now, bro. I eat that shit as a midnight snack. You know, now I just got back on the regular milk. I used to be on that oat milk for a minute, that veggie life, but I was wasting my life, dude. It's just nothing.
No.
Yeah, what? I'll never look back, dude. It's crazy. damn, that's crazy. What about Taco Bell? What's your Taco Bell order? Don't say you don't do Taco Bell. Fuck, bro.
I'll get the runs, bro.
See, I gotta tell you how to order, though.
Fuck no. The Chalupa Supreme will come right out, bro.
Well, why are you eating the Supreme? Why are you getting sour cream? That's your problem, bro. You're getting that sour cream.
No, bro.
You ever try their potato tacos?
I would not. I stay away from Taco Bell. Bro, I'm scared of it.
I'm gonna change your life. Tell me you don't drink Red Bulls either.
Occasionally.
What's your favorite? You have a flavor?
Just regular.
Damn.
You know Red Bull is originally from Thailand?
Is it?
Yeah,
I think so. I thought they're original. Is that where you're from originally?
I'm from Thailand.
Are you born from Thailand?
I'm born in Thailand.
Well, Thailand is popping right now, right? Yeah. Are you guys out there?
No, I will be eventually.
What are we doing?
I want to move.
Do you have a dual citizen? Mm-hmm. Be like, yo, I'm a resident, motherfucker. Let's go. What's popping?
Trust. I go back. I try to go back every year.
You still have family over there?
Yeah, I got family.
Oh, that's fire.
But eventually, I want to just move there and just be done. You know, that's like my next chapter in life. I just don't know when.
You just want to end up in Thailand?
Yeah, to be with my family. Like, my dad's about to retire, so he's getting ready to go back over there. I'll be back out there in November. I got to go get some stuff situated for him and, you know, do some family stuff out there. But yeah, I try to get out there. But the weed scene out there is really popping right now,
bro. I see they have events all the time. I see it's like stores. They're like a mall, and every single store in the mall is a fucking weed shop.
Yeah, there's kiosks in malls that sell that be trapping it right now. It's crazy. And a lot of the weed is actually from here.
They just ship it. Damn. Yeah. How does it look when it gets there?
I mean, is it still
fresh and good, or is it all dry?
There was some stuff that was a little dry, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like we have the best weed in California.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's great weed everywhere if you know someone, but as far as like consistency and being able to get it regularly, Cali is the best.
For sure.
100%.
For sure. But they have a lot of, I think there's more dispensaries in Thailand than there are here in California. Really?
In Thailand?
Yeah.
There's more shops.
There's more.
California's really big.
No, they got a lot of stores. The thousands.
How many do we have in California? We don't have thousands?
I think we have maybe like 1,100 or 1,200 licensed retailers.
Yeah.
So, but if you're talking about like trap shops, I don't know how many trap shops.
No, I'm just talking about like retail shops in all of California.
I think there's like
San 1,100. Diego County to Eureka County.
Around 1,100 total licenses, I would say. Around 11 or 1,200.
I feel like there's 1,100 shops just in the valley.
No, there's not. There's a lot of shops in the valley, but man, we're going through this time, this whole, like, it's sad to see it too. We're going through this, you know, consolidation in this industry with people going out of business, and the taxes are just getting out of hand. It's hard for people to operate right now. It's sad to see.
Isn't it wild to see, like, you've been in this for a minute before legalization, and you've seen all these companies come with like hundreds of millions of dollars of investments, and they have like a big store, and they have like big flashy boots, and they're out here flexing, and then like within 6 months they're just gone.
You just see it
and you're like, bro, if you gave me $100 million to start a fucking company, like, we would be living forever. Like, what are we talking about right now? Like, how does this shit, how do you guys fuck up? How do you fumble so hard?
I mean, it's, you know, coming in heavy like that, it.
They don't know.
You don't know, you know, like,
they don't
we started.
Know the culture.
It's not even that. It's just like, you got to kind of ease into this thing. Like, we grew little by little, you know, we bootstrapped this whole thing, right? And didn't take on any investors or take on any money from anybody to go out and, you know, build stores and build facilities. It's just like, all right, like low and slow right now, little by little, you know, and it was, it helped us build a stable platform.
And you've been, I've been noticing you have been taking on the role of content creator for Plug Play.
Taking on everything.
I've seen you do like new skits. I've seen you do like flavor drops. What's up with your, you used to do some pulling up vids. Like, what happened to the pulling up?
Just like, trying everything, man. Like, I think entrepreneurship today, like, you have to wear a lot of hats, right? You gotta be dynamic because... It's not like how it used to be, right? Like, people really want to connect with the brand and see what the brand's identity is about. And with that being said, like, you got to really be out there, and you got to work like 10 times as hard as you know. This is like a 24-hour thing for me. Like, it doesn't shut down. Like, I got to go home right after this. My day's not over.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I see you brought the bag with you,
I
too.
I got the bag. This is a bag of goodies for you.
For me?
I know you don't smoke distillate.
What do you mean?
But
I smoke everything.
I got live resins for you.
Hey!
I got some live resins.
And I just want to make it clear, because I know what you talk about. I even had this with Travis. It's Plug Play, not Plug and Play.
Plug Play.
Plug Play.
It used to be Plug and Play for a little while.
Okay.
For like a real short period of time.
A short period of time. Yeah. When it first started.
But then eventually it just got too hard to search on Google.
Plug and play or
Plug and play. Because Plug and Play, when you search Plug and Play, I mean, we'll come up now, but it'll come, if you search Plug and Play, it'll come up like, you know, at the bottom of the search. But if you search Plug and Play, you'll see a lot of like computer stuff and hardware and all that. But now, you know,
Plug Play.
But if you search Plug Play, all our stuff pops up.
Plug Play. So it was an SEO thing.
Yeah.
Plug Play. And I see you brought one of the most popular flavors, I think. What's the most popular flavor? Because I see this is the... you brought a bunch of flavors.
I would say this is probably the most popular one. Watermelon sorbet.
You know what's really popular in the shop? You got that melon.
Melon dudes right
here. The melon dudes.
Melon's really popular.
Everyone asks for that shit.
Those crazy. Yeah, these are our two hitters right here.
And the OG. You have like a Syndicate OG.
OG.
Yeah.
Fire OG is pretty popular, but we've been coming out with some new stuff that I think people have really taken on to, and you know, the
Domino's.
All the flavors kind of change in terms of like volume and hierarchy of what's like the number one selling or number two selling.
Do you who chooses the flavors? How do you guys do it? Are you part of the R&D group?
Yeah.
How does one become a part of that?
Bro, we all do it collectively, actually. So when I was smoking, I'm not smoking right now.
What?
But on
a break life.
Like on a Monday, like that's part of what we do is there'll be like a whole ass tray of flavors, And we have to sit there and be like, okay, we got to sample each one. And they have codes on them. And we will have like a little sheet that we have to like fill out in terms of like, okay, like, how, you know, what's
flavor,
what's the intensity, what's the, you know, how did you like the flavor profile? And we just put notes, and everybody at the office would try stuff, and then we just submit these little papers as feedback, and then that's how we come up with some stuff.
That's fire.
Yeah.
We just get to try all the flavors. And are they just the flavor, or are they medicated? Like, are they already
mixed? No, it's mixed. It's ready to go.
Oh, so these are like what would go in the carts.
Yeah. Part of it is you got to see what the potency is going to feel like, and what that cannabinoid mixture is going to, you know, how that's going to react, right?
Yeah. And is it true the plug is the cart and the play is the battery?
Guess
is that why
it is.
It's plug play?
Yeah. The plug. This is the plug. This is the play.
Because you can't play without the plug.
Yep.
What? Yep. So, how did that concept come about?
Just literally plug and play.
Just like fucking.
It's a plug and play.
Well, so are you in other states? You are.
We are. We're in Washington, New York, Colorado, and we got one more state coming in the next month.
What? Yeah. Do we know already?
It's very close to us.
Nevada.
Yeah, maybe. We're going to be in Vegas actually next week. I'll be in Vegas. So
golfing.
That too, yes. So I'm going to play some golf. But we're actually there because of EDC.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you do like to fucking... I've seen you out. You got that little social life in you. You be out here...
This is for work.
Going to but you've been going to music festivals before work.
That you're absolutely
that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. I like how you involve like the things you enjoy with your brand, and you like put it out there for the culture. Like
Passion feels success, man. You know, so the things
title
that,
of the show right there.
Yeah.
Passion feels success.
Right? The things that I feel passionate about and enthusiastic about, I feel, you know, like it just lines up, and I get excited to do it, and naturally that energy is gonna translate. So with EDC, you know, it's so funny, I have a story for you.
Yes.
Back in 2019, we all went to EDC together on a company trip, and I took a bunch of LSD, and I was tripping balls.
What's a bunch?
Like two tabs.
Okay, that's a lot.
It was enough to send me.
Yeah, two's a lot.
I was gone.
Yeah.
But during this trip on LSD, I had this vision of like our brand being at EDC and involved with the show with our logos and just being there, you know, with brand presence. And I was like, damn, like one day that would be so sick for it to happen. And it's happening.
Six years,
we manifested it. Universal energy, right? So 6 years later,
here we are.
It is so funny because I told all my boys about it, you know, that when we were all together, like, man, you're fucking out of your fucking mind.
Listen, I everything is real, you know, and everything is fake at the same time in the simulation.
For sure.
You said it's all energy.
It's a simulation.
Right? You think?
I feel like we live in a fucking simulation for sure.
I mean, there's so many things that are coming out and so many things that we've been lied to about growing up. It's just like, what is real and what? And now with AI, I'm like, how can we even know what's happening? Do you think we're like the only species that exists?
No, for sure not.
Do you think we know, like the ocean and shit? Do you think there's like weird shit happening in there? Are you into all these like conspiracies?
Oh,
and,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird shit happening that we don't know about that they've masked from society.
I think now with all the technology they've given us access to, and the smart people that are out here, and the whistleblowers that come out and then disappear, there's just been too many things that have raised a lot of questions. And you know, especially with like, but then again, I don't know what's real and what's fake because AI is out here, but they show, you know, just they make random observations and show clips, and you're like, yo, what is really going on?
You don't know. All you can do is just live your life and be a good person.
Right?
Be happy. Make a positive impact in society. Love others.
Have you had any experiences with like any other type of like beings or spirits?
Oh, I've seen some UFOs for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not on acid.
Shit. No. Sober. This first one that I've seen, I think I was like, fuck, how old was I? I think 20... 22, 23 years old, we had to take this back road in Vegas, right? Because it was snowing, or it was really icy. So they shut the 15 down. So we're like on the way to Vegas and the whole freeway was shut down. We're like, fuck, like, how do we get there? There was another road. If you take another road around, let me see if
I
can pull it.
Yeah, yeah, it's the road that goes along the 15.
It's behind, so like...
behind the mountains.
Behind the mountains.
Yeah, where all the military bases are.
This is the 15, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the 15. So...
it's by, like, China Lake. No,
right here. This is the 15. So what we did was they shut this area down.
Yeah,
so
we had to
backtrack towards Baker... and then run through this route, right?
To pass the closure.
To this city called Pahrump.
Yeah.
But it's just a one-way road.
One lane.
Yeah, one lane. But there's nothing out there. And then this was probably like, the sun was just starting to come up. It was like 5 in the morning. And then I remember all of us just see, like there's two cars full of us, right? All of us just see this crazy ass green light. And we're like, what the fuck is that? And all of a sudden, this green light just swirls and it shoots out into space. And we're like, what the fuck? It was insane. I'll never forget it.
Holy shit.
Holy shit is right.
And everyone saw the same thing.
We all saw it.
Did you guys pull over?
We pulled over because all the electronics went out.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I think no one gets any good footage of like extraterrestrial or like because the EMPs, they have this energy that is stronger than our technology. So if we try to document it, it's always fucked up. And that's what I feel. And all this other shit is bullshit. But that's crazy.
But the speed that it shot out,
lot of military bases and like airport shit out there. So they could be.
But that technology, like it wasn't anything like you. It was faster than light.
And
almost.
It just disappeared.
It just shot. Just boom.
It wasn't like a shooting star or like.
No, because it was hovering. It was hovering at first, and all of a sudden it just swirls up and just.
Damn.
Trippy shit. That's why I say, like, do you believe in other beings? Hell fucking yeah, I believe in other beings. Because what I saw was not normal.
I think we don't know everything that's on this planet that we're living on.
I don't think so either.
I think there's more shit.
With all the Antarctica shit?
I'm super, like, I've been, mm-hmm. this is like a whole other show we could do. But, like, we're not allowed, there's like a, the world can't decide on anything, but they can decide that. No one can go to Antarctica unless it's like guided or military.
We should stop talking about it. I don't want to get whacked. I don't want to get fucking shot.
I have a lot of theories about that. What about like octopus? Do you have any theories? I think they're the aliens that we know that are here.
Yeah. I don't know too much about. I haven't really dived too much into that.
I think that's where like what's really in the deep waters. That's why crazy the humans stop because they're just the deeper you go, the bigger and smarter they are, and I think that's where. All the shit there. You watch The Simpsons?
I did when I was a kid.
You know how The Simpsons always predict shit?
Yeah.
You know who the aliens are in The Simpsons?
No.
They're octopus, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the fucking little space mask.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm telling you, dude. Matt Groening ain't from here, dog. He's telling us through animation. Do you watch TV movies? Are you into that?
You know what? I just feel like I try to. But I feel like I have so much work and so much going on in my mind because, like, when I get home, my work doesn't stop. Like, that's my time where nobody's really bothering me. I don't get any phone calls. So I'm able to, like, sit and kind of, like, go through my shit, right? Like, my thoughts.
Gather everything
and figure out, like, either game plan or, you know, like, it could be, you know, scheduling out my life. You know, and whatever it is that I need to do, right? That's like my time. And you know, I do get caught up kind of scrolling through Instagram a lot.
Doom scrolling.
Right? That's like my like
is that your
I'll fall within like 2 hours of just fucking doom scrolling shit. looking at golf clubs.
Yeah.
But I do spend a
lot. Is that like a little vice, a little like fucking.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Just mindless scrolling.
Yeah, because you know you got to decompress sometimes.
Is your algorithm mostly golf?
No.
It's just a bunch of shit.
It's golf, you know, music, sports, a lot of sports stuff.
Fashion,
mostly sports.
Bro, you got like custom shoes, custom cars, custom clubs, custom hats. hats, custom, like, everything.
It's gotta be, I just like to be a little, you know, I like to be a little different, I guess. I don't know.
Just. Do you believe in portals?
Portals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in portals.
Yeah? If a portal were to appear, would you enter?
Fuck no.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't know where I'm going.
But, like, it's your time, bro. Like, how many times do you see a portal in your life? Right now, you wouldn't?
Nah, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. If I was older, maybe. If I was like.
What you trying to say, bro?
I'm talking about if I was like 80 years old.
80?
if I was like 80 and I'm like, all right, you know, I spent enough time here. Let me see what's on this other side. I'll do it.
You do it.
At 80 years old, I'd walk through that portal.
Yeah. When, like, you're already, life's already.
Yeah.
I already
it's
lived.
It's like, all right, I'm cool. I'm cool with Earth.
I lived where I did what I had to do here.
All right, peace out, you know? Let's see where this goes.
Let's go. All right. Let's say you enter this portal and it's like, oh, you get an opportunity to have dinner and chill with three people, dead or alive, nonfiction, fiction, characters, anybody. No family, because.
Yeah,
I understand how that would be, but like just anything, anyone, three people. Yeah,
damn, that's a good one, bro. I'd have to really sit and think about that.
I'll light up this blunt while you do it and look at some of these flavors and see what I'm gonna hit.
Oh man, Gandhi for sure.
Oh, that's a good one. You are a peaceful motherfucker.
Buddha and Jesus Christ.
This fool wants to be enlightened.
Yeah.
Just spread positivity. We're going
all the way to the top.
He said Buddha, Gandhi, and Jesus. We are. You're a great dude.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Jesus is in my top three.
Yeah, Jesus would be number one.
Yeah. I want to hear the story from his mouth, you know?
For sure.
Like, the whole world, even like random islands in the middle of the ocean that like have no communication with anyone knows about your story. So, like, what's the deal? Have you seen Jesus AI?
No.
There's a live stream of Jesus AI, and you can ask Jesus anything, and it's like this Jesus portrayal, and he just answers as Jesus, and he talks about like anime, sports, porn, fucking weed, like whatever you ask him, and he'll reply as Jesus would.
Really?
It's like the most wild thing.
Okay, I'm gonna have to download that.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's just on Twitch.
It's on Twitch?
Yeah. He just sits 24/7.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why I was like watching it for a minute. I was like, damn, Jesus is a cool dude. This is why everyone liked him. This is why everyone liked him, because he had a mouthpiece. He just knew how to use his words.
He was
like,
a real one.
He was always high, bro. He was like, don't trip, bro. Like, we got this. And then, you know, it led to his death.
Wow. Did he really die? He never died. He's everywhere.
I mean, now he is. He's living forever, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, that's dope. That's dope. Mm-hmm. What's like the best advice you ever gotten?
Best advice I've ever gotten? Damn. That's a good question. For me in my life, it was just like a combination of good advice, right? It's just like things that have helped shape me into who I am today, and also, you know, a lot of failures, right? Is like experiencing a lot of failures and, you know, touching an iron, getting burnt, and you're like, okay, don't touch that, right?
But life experience.
Yeah, it's just life experience. But as far as like best experience or best advice, I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
Right, how about now. What would you tell your like 12-year-old self? If you could go back to your 12-year-old Peter.
Be nice to people all the time.
For you are fucking Jesus and Gandhi. I would say.
being nice to people all the time and really putting that energy out there, like I feel like that it always in the long run is always gonna come back to you.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Not like invest in Google. You said fucking be nice.
No, just be nice. Don't sweat shit. You know, don't try to preserve your energy and don't give in to anger, because anger will kill you. If you're angry all the time, it's very stressful. Like, I don't even trip in traffic no more. It's no point.
We're in a simulation. It is.
Like, I don't. Yeah. Like, I don't. I try not to get upset anymore. Like, sometimes. Sometimes I have to.
I need to meditate, bro. I'm gonna be like you. What? Yeah. I just need to shut up and let you talk, bro. You're just a vibe, bro. Let me just.
Fucking I appreciate it.
Peter Tang, out here, just be nice, chill.
Just be nice. Be nice to people. Love others, you know. Like, I think love is like the number one currency we have in this world. Cause, think about this. Think about if you were about to die, right? And you could have it's everybody's out here chasing money. Everybody's out here chasing whatever the fuck they want to chase, right? Throughout their entire life. But at the end of the day, when you're about to die, which one would you rather have around you, right? Would you rather have love or would you rather have money? Because that's what's the most important thing in the moment of death. Think about it.
Yeah. And a lot of what I learned too is I was born and raised in LA, mm-hmm. and what is very unfortunate is a lot of people have love, but it's transactional love. Like, there's a lot of transactional friendships out here. It's like, how can you help me? How can I help you? And and then move on. It's really sad. So, like, to understand the real difference between like what real love and like caring for someone and just knowing how they could help you.
I would want like the people that I love around me. I don't need to be buried in wealth. I want to leave with love, because it is to me the most valuable currency.
Yeah, and that is universal. You can always show love.
That's what Jesus taught.
What? Did you win any superlatives? Like in high school, you know, at the end of like your senior year, they both like class clown, best smile, most inspiring, best friends, best dressed.
I kept
nicest person.
I kept a pretty like low profile. I just played golf, but
were you on the golf team in high school?
Yeah, I played golf. I was on the golf team, but actually I fucked up my senior year. I ditched school, didn't go to class. I got kicked off the golf team.
What were you doing?
Just fucking around, bro. Fucking trapping fucking weed. And
yeah.
Just trying to hustle and just being defiant, I guess.
You're just like, trying to make money and not
before you chasing found love. Girls and shit.
Yeah,
but I think I fucked up, man. I had an opportunity to play golf in college. We were talking to schools on where I wanted to go, and I fucked it up my senior year. I barely graduated. Barely. I had to go to adult school and
no one
get
wanted
all my
to
credits.
Take you.
Yeah, and they were like, no, I had to play my senior year in order for me to
qualify.
So my golf coach was pissed. He's like, you're throwing your whole life away right now.
Damn, so if you were going to do plug play, you would have been a golfer.
I would have, but before this, I was in the car business. I was in the car business a long time. Like I sold exotic cars.
Sell cars or rent cars?
Sold cars.
Yeah?
I had a rental business, too. That shit burned me, bro.
Like, people would, like, crash and...
Oh, yeah. I got hit with crazy shit. They hit me with a felony charge on insurance fraud on some shit, bro. I had to go through all kinds of shit.
Oh, fuck that. I'm selling these. I ain't rent them anymore.
Yeah, no. It was all bad. Because I had insurance on the cars, but, like, you needed, like, commercial policies. Mm. Yeah, so it was all bad, bro. So I had all these claims.
That's fucked up.
I had all these claims. I just, you learn. You live and you learn.
Was that out here?
That was out here.
And so you were born in Thailand. When did you come
I came here early. I was only like 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. I was only 3 when I came out here.
And they moved where?
We moved to first spot that I went to. I lived in El Segundo. Then I settled in Long Beach for a few years. And then eventually my family moved us to Pomona. And it was hood as fuck.
Yeah. Pomona.
But you don't realize it growing up, like, because
still LA County, which is crazy.
Like, I grew up in some rough parts of Long Beach, right? Like, off of Cherry. And there was a lot of gang activity during that time. I had a babysitter that used to smoke meth. But you don't know
what?
As a kid. Yeah, like, you don't know. Like, I think back now, and it's like, oh, I made the correlation. Oh, that's what they were doing, right?
But you go in the bathroom or...
Huh? No, they were just smoking that shit.
In front of you?
Not in front of us. Like, there was another room that they were smoking out of. But, yeah, like, it was literally a house. It was literally a house. Like, the babysitter, the lady that ran that babysitting house, she was kind of like the front woman, right? She was like the mama. But then she had like the daughters watch us while she went out and kind of did her thing. I think her name was like Miss Flo or something, right?
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Yeah, Miss Flo. And it was just like an empty house inside in Long Beach. And the daughters would watch us, but then they'd sneak out and they'd go into another room and just smoke. And I didn't know.
It wasn't weed,
doing.
It was fucking.
Oh, no, for sure it wasn't weed.
That's wild.
It was crazy. But you know, growing up, you just don't know when you're
man, that's
in
where the
poverty, because
Pomona's where the
I had a good childhood.
Pomona's where the LA County Fair is.
Yeah.
Did you go to that growing up?
Yeah. Well, not really.
Don't you get like free tickets being not out really. There?
My wife's family actually had their business. They've been doing business at the LA County Fair. They had like a little bonsai tree selling.
Oh, a little booth.
Yeah, and they've been doing that for years.
Fire. So
they used to travel to all the fairs.
All the fairs and farmer markets
and farmers markets and stuff.
They still doing it?
Right now, just Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a better fair.
I mean, they're just not a lot of energy right now. They can only do one.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think the LA County Fair is happening too. Mm-hmm. It's just wild.
It is wild.
It's crazy. I couldn't imagine living next to it because I'd be going all the time.
It's not. I mean, that spot is like deep into Pomona. That's like by Mountain Meadows Golf Course, Fairplex. That's like the nicer side of Pomona.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I lived in a pretty raunchy area of Pomona. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. A lot of it was like gangbang central. But you don't know that as a kid. Like
it's just regular.
It's just regular life.
Yeah. It's just normal.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So from Thailand to Pomona. Fire. Yeah. That's why I feel like that's why you want to go back to Thailand. I feel it too. It's more tropical. Pomona's like inland desert.
A lot of reasons. Number one is family, right? I would love to be closer to family. But like the quality of life, if you've never been to Thailand, the quality of life for the money, the amount of money that you can live off of out there is nowhere. Like
super affordable.
I haven't found another place on this earth that you can live like that for the amount of money out there. It's and the quality of food is amazing. Like Thailand is. Like the level of luxury in Thailand shits on the luxury out here.
What? Yeah,
not even close.
I've seen a lot of cannabis people go there. There's events and I've seen all the videos and pictures and it does. They got like rooftop bars and all these just high end rooms and just the restaurants look so artistic and the layouts are super vibey. It's not like basic, generic, modern, simple.
Very, very accommodating too, because it's a tourist destination. So, like part of the economy there is really catered toward tourism, right? And they're really accommodating. They really cater. You know, like it's part of the culture.
Do you have fun at the weed events?
Yeah,
you've been to a lot.
We go to a lot. We see each other all the time.
Yeah. You have a favorite moment? What's like, a memorable experience?
I always just get fucked. Everybody gets me fucked up. Like, I don't have this crazy tolerance for weed, you know, for weed like you guys do. Like, I smoke, right? But like, you guys like smoke. You guys sit there and do these crazy fucking dabs. Right, this is your oxygen.
Yeah, I breathe it.
So if I do dabs, like I'm done, right? If I do like a few, once I do one, I'm like, all right, I'm fucked up, right? But then they'll force me to do a second one, and that's it. I'm done. I'm throwing up and shit.
I feel it. I used to dab all the time. I'll green out. That's all I did. Yeah, I was doing the big gram globs on the titanium bangers.
I've seen it.
Yeah, we were there.
Wild man.
What? Yeah, there's been, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of like High Times Cups. There's been a lot of like, you were and recently there's Olympics. There's just like,
Olympics.
They're everywhere.
That was fun.
Got to see a lot of amazing artists and just.
You hosted.
Being with the culture. Yeah, I did a couple. I hosted a couple events.
You're like when I think of a host for an event, I think of Adam.
Oh, chill. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to be like Ryan Weedcrest, you know? Be out here, just the host. No, but it's an honor to be able to, you know, do that at these events and just to see the... how the events have changed and evolved over time from just being like a farmer's market with like a bunch of booths trying to push product to now experiences and people are just trying to, you know, show who they are as a brand and not just try to push shit. And, you know, and Blunts and like Blunts and Birdies was a curated cannabis event with brands and everyone involved was in the space. So it was a good networking and it's not like your typical.
That's my favorite weed event.
Blunts and Birdies.
Blunts and Birdies.
You're playing golf and you're better than everyone there. So you're like, I'm the star here, baby.
Oh, shit. No, it's cool because I don't know anything dealing with golf.
Do you think Jeeters were cheaters? Or do you, how do you feel? Let me put some context behind that. Hold on, let me put, because people are like, wait, what are you talking about? So there, Blunts and Birdies is this like golf tournament event that's cannabis friendly, and there's brands on every hole, and there's like little mini games involved, and there's like the best score, and it's best ball. It's meaning like you play off the best ball off your foursome that hit it. And I know Peter's really great, and he had a pro on his team. Dom, shout out to Dom, 8th Iron. And, you know, they had some good golfers. And then Team Jeter.
We came in second place. We did leave some out there. And Jeter came in. They beat us by, like, 2 strokes.
Right.
But none of the guys stayed around. Well, one guy stayed around to collect their winnings and the trophy and took pictures and whatnot. But we didn't get to really chop up with the rest of the guys and congratulate them or anything. Do I think they're cheaters? I don't know. I can't say. But I would always be down to play them again.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to be
with an official.
I would like to be in front of them so I could watch them hit. You know.
See what's going on. Were they in front of you?
No, they.
Oh, they were.
I don't know where
group.
They were placed.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were.
They
placed.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, I think they greened like on my hole. I think most of them greened it. Yeah.
It's 18 holes though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And that hole was pretty hard, but.
Did you see them make the putt?
No, I was already talking shit to the next group. It was like, what was it, like 140 yards at? I wasn't really paying attention.
For sure.
At that moment. I was like trying to roll my blunt, eat my taco.
Nah, shout out to them, you know, if they really did do that, like, and it's possible. Like, we could have done the same thing, too. We left some out there. You know, we could have came in actually at 19 under if we got our shit together. We made a couple more
legit
putts. Legit, right? Like we balled out that day, and you know we made some pretty tough putts, and you know everybody pulled their weight. Like I think we had a really good team, but you know we'd love to play them again next one. It's okay, next year.
He should have like officials on every hole to make sure they put their score down.
No, we gotta do what we gotta do is like group of eight.
Yeah,
right. You got 8 people on one hole, so that way you can hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
And
make sure.
And each team is keeping score
of each other.
Keeping score of the other team.
Yeah. Like, what'd you guys get?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
I saw that 3-putt, fool.
Because that's how you do it in tournament golf. Like, growing up, you know, when you play in a tournament, you have your scorecard, and then you hand it to another player. And that other player is who you have to tell your score to, and then they write it down, and then they got to sign the shit after. And that's how
verify.
It's always been. Yeah, you got to verify it. Yeah, so Blunts and Birdies, now you change the format.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll add some things to it.
Right.
All right, you say you don't watch anything. You listen to anything? Or are you just like, when you drive, what do you listen to? Or are you just driving the silence?
Sometimes I drive in silence.
It's not. I'm learning that's a normal thing, bro. A lot of people have said that. They just.
Most of the time, I have my adaptive. I get on the freeway, turn on my adaptive cruise control, and I'm working, right? Because I'm always in the car. So if I just sit there and just drive, I mean, I'm wasting so much time. So that's another time where I get to sit and
make calls or go,
you know, I'll go through emails. And I know I shouldn't be looking at my phone and driving, but I have adaptive cruise control.
Right.
Like, shit will stop and go for me.
It drives by itself.
Sort of. Sort of, right? That was like every car I get, I'm like, does it have adaptive cruise control or else I'm not getting it?
Right.
But I don't know. I listen. I just listen to. There was a time I was listening to Solfeggio frequencies. You know what that is?
Like frequencies.
Frequencies.
Which? What was the first word?
Solfeggio frequencies.
Okay, frequencies. No. I don't hear. I know about like different frequencies so and these, megahertz and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So they have different frequencies, and those different frequencies have different like powers to them. Some can be like for calming, some can be for healing, some can be
happiness,
yeah,
sleeping,
attracting abundance.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like so I listen
800 megahertz.
But I've been on some I don't know. I try to stay calm. Like I really enjoy jazz. I think, you know, like smooth jazz is like kind of my shit lately. I'm just getting older. Like the older I get, the more I'm trying to just like calm myself.
Right.
I listen to rap. I love Larry June. Larry June's the shit. His music is the shit. I love his message. You know, shout out to Larry June and his crew and Sean and Drew and all them.
I saw you vibing out to Kentron over here when we were,
I love it. This is my shit.
The live tunes.
This is my shit right here.
What? Yeah. He just Jack told me he needs to make a little jam tape and just put it out there.
I just can't keep up with all the new stuff that's coming out. Like all the stuff the kids listen to is just,
there's a lot. I mean, especially
so much stuff.
And there's like, I want to ask you something too, because you know I have dealt with this a couple of times. Is like the counterfeiting, you know, that shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we spoke about it before when the show first started, but like how have you dealt with it? How annoying is it?
So lately, it's actually been a lot better. It's been a lot better. I don't think we're as heavily counterfeited as we used to be, but. Now we have Can Verify stickers right here where you can scan them. There's a QR code, scratch it and verify. They've been able to fake these before. It's really, really fucked up, but they fake them.
The websites.
They fake the website. They build their own landing page. It's crazy.
And people would fall for it because they just see a page.
But we're constantly changing our packaging in order to fight that, because they'll get our packaging and then by the time they counterfeit it, it's like, all right, we're changing it up
on the next one.
Yeah, on the next one. But yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Like when it first happened with like my logo, it was like bittersweet. I was like, this is fucking whack because I don't know what the fuck this product is. I'm not profiting or don't know what it is, but it's also cool that I'm relevant enough for people to like use my shit to try to make money.
I don't know, man. I've just learned to. I don't get upset at it anymore. I've learned to kind of change my perception of it. It's like, all right, if these guys are going to take the time and effort, even though they're not representing our brand the way it's supposed to be because it's not authentic, they're putting our logos everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? They're putting our logos.
They're doing something,
you know, to help with our brand exposure, right? Yeah. And if they got it, you know, and I look at it like if they're feeding their family on it, then all right, cool, bro. Feed your family.
Make it happen. Just don't put bullshit in it.
Yeah, don't put bullshit in it. At least like minimum cat 4 or minimum cat 3, you know?
Don't be putting bullshit. Yeah. I see you got some doggies too.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I love being them to death. I love it.
Yeah.
They drive me crazy. Having one dog is easy. Having two dogs is actually a lot harder.
It is.
Yeah.
And they all have their own personalities. And they're mad at each. They're like jealous when you give one too much love.
Yeah, I just got another dog. He's a mini toy poodle, and he's
was that like 3 pounds?
He's like 9 pounds now. He's like 8 months.
Oh, you said mini toy poodle.
Yeah,
okay,
mini toy poodle. So he's like 8 months, and my other dog he just turned 6 years old. He's a cockapoo. He's about the same size, like 10 pounds. Cocker spaniel poodle mix, right? Sweetest dog, good boy, the best boy ever.
I didn't. No, I was gonna like a like dirty white dog, like a like an old lady dog, I call them, like the poodles. But I've learned that they are like one of the smartest, most loving dogs, and they just like so loyal.
I love them.
It's so weird.
It's the best. They're the best.
They are great dogs.
They're the best.
Yeah.
You know, they live. They tend to live a little longer too than larger breeds. So that was another factor. Like smaller dogs live a lot longer because I'd. Fucking heartbroken, right?
Yeah.
If they don't stay that for that long, but my second dog is a fucking he's crazy as fuck. He's fucking crazy.
Like wild.
He's just nuts, man. Like I've had such a hard time training him. And my wife, like he's so smart, but like he's just really defiant. He's very loving though. Like he's like such a loving dog, but he just does whatever he wants. He'll shit and piss wherever he wants. Oh, and he knows where to go. Like, I've witnessed and I've watched him, like, go potty where he needs to go potty. But then he'll just turn around and be like, all right, fuck you. I'm going to go shit in your room right now.
I've dealt with that, but yeah, it's like dogs. Training them is a whole mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. They change your whole schedule too.
But I love it. I love it.
You incorporate them in your content?
Sometimes, not really. I've been lazy with content, bro. I don't know.
It's work, bro. Like, and we just had, you know, I just got another warning and you know, just got my other one deleted. I've been dealing with it. Seems like, you know, you've been, you know, with the plug play. It's been cool. It's been chill. You've dealt with some obstacles.
Yeah, you know, we deal with obstacles. We deal, like, recently we just got hacked, and so, like, it's still up actually. One of our accounts had gotten hacked, and they changed the name and everything. Whoever this fucking chick is, hold on, let me see. It's so crazy. Her name, let's see, I am Plug Play. Yeah, this, our account's not popping up, but this account,
she blocked you.
Dude, some girl named Ariana, she put her pictures all over it and everything. We're like, what the fuck?
Hacked your account.
Hacked our account, took it over. Whatever. We'll get it. We got it back though, but it takes a couple days for it to switch over.
There's again like suspended, hacked, and then disabled, and it's just like there's nothing we could do about it. Dude, unless you got a lot of money, and
It's tough being in cannabis, and building your brand through social media, just because there's so much red tape. You know, we had to get really creative. We don't show any product on our page anymore. I'll get away with it once in a while on my stories. But like on the grid and posts, like you'll see on our page, like on Plug Play or even my personal IG, I am Peter Tang. Like the way that we have to post content now is no product.
I know. I've seen you play like a flight attendant and a person. I've seen you like be a news anchor. You're just out here
just having fun.
Making it happen, bro.
Just having fun. You know, I've had to learn how to become an actor now.
You gotta
put, do it all.
We were talking about that earlier about how a lot of brands now are putting like a face to the brand to like have a relatable person that you could connect with. Like you said, it was different now. Like the brands used to be the brand, but now it's who's a part of the brand that we can relate to.
I think at the time we started, like everybody was so scared to get in front of cannabis. Because it was fucking highly illegal, right? Everybody was still trapping. They're like, nah, I don't want my face out there like that tied to cannabis. And I said, fuck it, let's just do it, right? And I think early on we were just like, let's just get in front of this and really, you know, step into it and really be about it and make this part of our lifestyle, right? And you know, build content, because early on we didn't have a budget to go and pay all these influencers and all that. Like we were like, fuck it, let's just do it ourselves.
They're asking way too much.
I
get it, dude. Especially when you're a small business and you're just starting, like that shit's all cost money.
Yeah,
especially like just sending product to them and not knowing how the return is going to be.
So
it's different.
We just wanted to kind of build content and build it around our community, so we did a lot of stuff with the people that did rock with this. So we started building content with like the supporters, you know, and showcasing them, and I think that's how the community started to grow little by little.
Made it happen. Organic.
And it was really organic.
Do you play board games?
Nah.
No.
As a kid, I mean, we played Monopoly.
Yeah.
Played checkers a lot. Connect Four.
Yeah.
Connect Four.
You said it twice. Does that mean you're good at Connect Four?
I'm all right. I haven't played it in years.
Oh, yeah? Well, it just so happens I have a Connect Four board.
Let's go.
Are you competitive?
I'm pretty competitive.
Are you like a competitive person?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And let me put this right here. Got this here. I'll let you be red.
All right.
Okay. Where's a good a color?
You go first?
Whatever you want. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, go for it.
All right.
Let me make sure. Okay. All right, let's go. All right, I know you're super competitive. I've seen it on the course. I see it on your socials. Let me ask you a question. If you could have any superhero power.
Uh-huh. Superhero power?
Yeah.
I would want to read minds.
Ooh.
I think that goes a long way. You can get anything out of life if you can read somebody's mind.
Just like their thought. But you know what I learned? Is that 70% of the human population has no inner monologue.
No?
Yeah. That wild?
That is pretty wild. I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why you are where you're at. Yeah, I learned that. And that's when I think the simulation and NPCs happen, you know?
Mm.
And you know, you said you think we're in a simulation.
I feel like we are in a simulation, yeah.
I've had some...
Who's controlling the simulation? I do not know.
I don't know. It's like a... you ever look at a Petri dish of bacteria? You know, it's like a whole little ecosystem and it's like its own world.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's like what we are right here on like a different scale?
It could
it's
be.
It's a Petri dish of a Petri dish and we're just an experiment.
It could be.
What? You're so focused on this game right now. I'll stop talking. Here, let's make it happen. So the reading minds, I like that. It's an intense game right now, and Ken's music is adding a little bit of excitement to it as well. Get it, Ken? Oh, shit. Where are we going to go next, dude? Now you're making me nervous, Peter, because you're so focused. Now I'm like double guessing. It's been a minute since I played Connect Four, but we're out here. It's super serious. He's just locked in and loaded. If you're just listening to this on all podcast platforms, I appreciate you. Don't forget to review, say hi, drop a fucking an honest 5-star review. Let them know what's up. If you're watching this on YouTube or Patreon, you already know what's going on. But it's an intense battle. And he has an attempt to win right now, but I'm not that high. He had a three-peat, but we're going, dude. It's getting serious. I'm nervous. Kentron on the keys. I feel like I'm in a real-life game right now, like playing on a system.
Oh, shit, that's yours.
Oh, yeah, don't fuck my bad.
That's a waste of a move.
I'm nervous.
Very nice.
Peter out here is strategically thinking of how to play, of plug play. It's not plug and play, it's plug play. Check him out in any store in Cali mostly, and then all across the country. New states coming soon. Maybe Thailand in the future.
Damn.
I know we're going to play this because when we get on the course, it's going to be a totally different game. But uh-oh. Is he going to go offense or is he going to go defense? What are we going to do?
It's a good one.
I'm not fucking up. I'm getting nervous on the fucking play. I don't want the thing to drop. Stop, Ken. You make me nervous. All right, I got this. if you're listening to this, I'm glad you're. It's like a soundtrack to a video game. All right, I got this.
You lost, bro.
What do you mean I lost? You got me?
Yeah.
You were there. Oh, wait. Did I, though? Did I?
Oh, shit.
Did I know? Peter, did I know? Peter, did I know? If you don't know, Peter, he's one move away from beating me, but I think I'm a... I think I'm a couple Very steps
nice.
Ahead.
Very nice.
I'm nervous. My very heart nice. Is pumping.
That was very
Holy
nice.
Holy shit, dude.
That was gonna come down.
I think I won, Peter.
Did you?
I think I did.
Oh, you did.
I think I just beat you.
Wait.
There's two ways I could beat you.
Okay, let's see it.
I'll do this way. Oh, that's you. If I go there, you go there, I go there. I win.
Very nice.
Yes, right? If I go there, you go there. All right, let's just go right here.
Okay.
Did we do it? Oh, my God. I get a bag of plug and play, baby.
Oh, shit.
Let's go. That was a great game, bro.
That was a good game.
That's going to be a fucking...
That was very good.
All right.
Very nice.
You see what happened right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have got me if I didn't have that little
backstory. That was nice.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God, Peter.
That was very nice.
That was one of the most epic games I've ever fucking played. Because you had me, but I
you found the way to math it.
I was able.
That was nice, bro.
You know, my superhero powers wasted on Connect Four. I'm just like,
I love it. You got me. I thought I had you.
Yeah, it was. You almost did, dude. You almost did, and that fucking that. Look, my heart is just beating. I need to hit some of this motherfucking OG or some shit.
We got. Let me see what I got. You.
What flavor? I see you got some
GMO,
good.
Some Slimer, Sour Tahoe. Oh, you got some good shit.
The water. We got. I'm a. You know. This Travis, is from. Travis loves hitting them pens.
This is from the Special Archives.
Durban Delight, Melon Dew. That's that one.
Sour Tahoe, Raspberry Lemonade, Slimer, GMO cookies. Like, yeah, these are like. Some grails for us on the live resin.
What? Distillate. You guys doing rosin?
In the future, I'm sure. Coming we'll figure up. It out. Yeah. It's just our hardware, you know? A little challenging with rosin, but we'll figure it out. Little by little. Remember? Little by little.
What's your karaoke song?
Karaoke?
You do karaoke. What's your go-to?
Boyz II Men.
Which one?
I don't know all of them.
Anyone?
I love Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men? No. Which one? Motown? What, like newer 90s Boyz II Men?
I don't know. It depends on how drunk I am.
What?
But I'm not drinking right now.
No, you're not doing anything. You're
not
chilling.
Doing anything.
What? So, but Boyz II Men's your go-to?
I like Boyz II Men. It's hard to sing. I suck at singing. I can't sing.
I don't think anyone that's
I'm good at a lot of things, but I can't sing. No, I'm not good.
You don't have like a hidden talent?
Fuck no.
Do you have a...
Mm-hmm.
You have a hidden talent? I feel like you could do like a... Can you like juggle? You have a hidden talent.
I'm not that good at juggling. I think golf, hidden talent. I used to break dance.
Yeah.
I can't do. I won't break dance right now. I'm gonna hurt myself.
I feel it.
But you know, I used to get down as a kid when I was a little bit more limber. And then what else? I do have a hidden talent actually. I know how to count cards.
What? Don't say that, bro. What the hell?
No, but I don't go out there and do it. It's hard to do it in Vegas because the system that I have to count, they have ways to like prevent me from succeeding at it in Vegas.
You can do like single card or
no,
single
it's not
deck.
A single
I mean,
deck. It has to be like a six deck shoe.
That you can't. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, but there's a system that I figured out and it works.
You see it, dude. Like,
It's actually pretty easy. It's based off of. It's based off of wins and loss ratios, but yeah, because basic blackjack, right? If you play one basic strategy, if you play basic blackjack strategy, your win-loss ratio is roughly around 44-45%. So what that means is when you're playing a shoe, at the end of the shoe, you're going to win an average of 44-45% of your hands, right? So how do you beat it? You beat it by understanding where you are in your win-loss ratio. So for example, say I play a hand and I win, I'm 1-for-1, right? I'm at 100%. It's going to eventually go back down.
Right.
So think of 44-45% as like your zero level, right?
Right.
Your base level. So anytime, this is the real trick of blackjack, and this is where people fail because they get scared the more they lose, right? If you lose like 10 hands in a row, people are like, oh, I don't want to bet. But then all of a sudden, like, you go small on that next hand, and they're like, oh, I won,
yeah.
Right? But oh,
bring you back.
It's like, oh, I win on the fucking small bets, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, no shit, because if you lose 10 in a row, like, depending on where the math's at, right? So say I win the first one, I'm 1-for-1, I'm at 100%. Then I lose the next one, I'm at 1-for-2, I'm at 50%. I'll still keep it small. But then say I lose the next one, I'm 1-for-3. Now I'm at 33% win-loss ratio. So mathematically,
bet high.
It's not bet high, just bet a little higher than you did to cover what you just lost, right? Because mathematically, it's always gonna come back to that 44%. At the end of the shoe. I tested this during COVID. They fucking went, dude, it was so crazy. The first time I ever did it in the casino, they shut the table down on me eventually, right? But they couldn't figure out what the fuck I was doing. It was over at Pechanga. They were sitting there and I would just be like, hit, stay, hit, 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 whatever, right? And then like,
you're just playing the ratio.
Zero emotions.
Even, yeah.
And then I would go from like a $25 bet to like a $500 bet. I was like, fucking no emotion. Just like hit, 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 stay, whatever, right? And they're like, how the fuck is this guy doing that shit? I turned like $500 into $4,500.
What?
Yeah. First time I ever did it. The whole fucking pit boss, crew, security, everybody came out. And one pit boss was sitting there in her notebook, like writing down what I was doing. And then there were three other pit bosses like watching us do this, and I was doing it with another homie and my wife. We took over the entire table, and we all ran the exact same system on each hand. But yeah, they shut the table down on us.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They knew.
They knew.
And they gave you comfortable room.
Fuck
and they
no.
said come back.
They said get the fuck out of here. They don't like people like that.
What?
They like the people that gamble, but they don't like the people that have mathematical edges like that. They want the people that don't know shit coming in there,
yeah,
and just blowing
just
money. Yeah.
Playing basic
real loose.
Rules, yeah.
Not even basic rules, we're just like just gambling.
Right.
Right? But this was based off of mathematics. So yeah, that's one of my hidden talents that not a lot of people know.
Don't gamble with Peter. Against him. With him, yes.
No.
Damn, that's...
It can get dangerous, though, because, like, the way that it works...
Let's do a poker weed even, bro.
I'm not that great at poker.
I mean, blackjack weed
even. Blackjack? Blackjack weed event?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't find joy in playing blackjack like that anymore.
Alright, I feel it.
Like...
I get it.
Once I figured out, like, once you figure out a cheat code... Like,
it's boring.
I can go and do it, but it gives me more anxiety getting caught doing it than actually like sitting there playing.
Jeter said
they're in.
Jeter said, chill. Bro, I learned a lot, man.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. You're a cool ass dude, bro.
No,
I mean, you've
that.
Always
you
been
too.
Cool as fuck when I've seen you, and I now know why, with Buddha and Jesus and Gandhi, and like just. The best advice is just, you know, be nice and show love, like...
For sure.
I see it, dude.
Nah, thank you, man. Thank you. I think that those principles definitely help me and help the company as a whole, too, like, get to, you know, where we're at.
You sure you don't want to talk about Antarctica? I have a lot.
No,
there's, like, a lot, bro.
That's a whole deep dive.
That's, like, a whole...
I don't want to talk about it. I'm scared to talk about that on camera.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to get shot.
I get it.
Yeah.
What do you think, like...
Lethal injection.
they just make us dumber. They just put more shit in our food and just dumb us down and just make us a part of their simulation. Where they're an overthinker. That's it. Let's fucking dumb them down. Let's put more shit in the water.
Yeah. it blows my mind. And it's sad because you know all this stuff and there's really nothing you can do about it. Just live your life.
That's why I said we're just in the simulation.
Yeah, just be happy, live your life, do good. You know, I think that's the best thing that we can do is just go and try to be a positive influence in society.
I like
that's what we can control.
I like to ruffle the feathers a little bit, though.
Yeah.
I like it's a little entertaining.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Get to entertain myself, make it a little bit crazy. Everyone's saying your vibe. Everyone's loving you. They say it's great.
What's up, guys? Appreciate you guys for tapping in.
I saw them talking about your Mayor Hertz song choices and
Solfeggio frequencies.
Yeah. They wanted to remind you that I'm Hasbro recognized. Like, Connect Four knows me nationally. I've traveled the world playing Connect Four.
No shit.
Yeah. I've done events and shit where I had to.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Damn, I almost. Ooh.
I got scared
for a second, huh?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, everyone, Tiger Woods loses too. You know, all the greats lose every once in a while.
That was a good game.
It was fucking intense, dude. There was an event I was at. It was actually like MJ BizCon or something, and MJ Arsenal actually had me in their booth, and they said if anyone beats me, they get 25% off their wholesale order.
No one beat you,
bro. I was so nervous because that's like 25% off wholesale is like a crazy discount. That's not like retail. That's wholesale.
We're gonna have to play again.
And I played at least like 100 games, dude, and I didn't lose one. Wow. It was, but Vegas was a lot easier because everyone was distracted and
so that's your hidden talent.
I guess, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I just got it. Like, you can count cards. I see the fucking.
You see the fucking thing.
Yeah, I get the whole fucking brain equations and shit. I know, because you almost had me, but I had that backup plan.
I know, you had that corner, and I didn't even think about that corner.
Man, you were so focused, bro.
You know what? I got too greedy on just focusing on that.
On your win.
On my win.
Yeah,
because I was like, okay, like, that's a trap right there.
Yeah, that was a good move. That's how I beat people. It's like, you set them up to play to get the other one.
You get the trap.
Yeah, that's thinking ahead. That's smart brain. Listen, we could talk for hours. We try to keep this shit at hour-ish. I know we're already probably past it.
An hour and a half, not bad.
Yeah, we're a little. It's all right. Cool. We're good. We made it happen. I learned a lot. I know we could talk for fucking hours. We like the iceberg, and we just barely tipped it because I know there's a lot more you have, and we could do some more shit.
We'll
make it happen, dude.
For sure.
Plug play. Listen, reputable brand. Right? No bullshit. They weren't in any of them fucking controversial articles. They have been out here just, you know, doing it for y'all, providing clean product.
Thank you.
I can't wait. I'm sure Travis is happy because he loves hitting them, the vapes.
We got a lot of stuff on the way. We're excited for this year.
Yeah. And you guys got all the colored batteries too. You got the reds, the greens,
We got some collab EDM batteries.
Are you doing an EDC battery?
We are actually. It's dropping, but it's dropping after EDC.
It's not going to be at EDC?
Yeah, we just couldn't get it in time.
Fucking tariffs, bro.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. It's sick. It's sick as fuck.
Is that fucking with you guys, the tariffs?
Not too bad. I mean, we got lucky. Things just aligned up where, you know, we had, before all this tariff nonsense, like, we had already had big shipment of all product, right. So.
That's good.
But I think at the end of the day, we'll be okay because we're a pod system, so. You know, we're not having to sell too much of this. We're selling more of the pods. Right. Yeah, the disposables are the ones that are gonna get hit the hardest.
Oof.
Yeah, but they're figuring it out. They're trying to like reroute shit. You know, shipment reroutes and whatnot.
New marketing idea for Wheat Chops. American grown, tariff free. I'm just playing.
The whole industry is going to get...
It's going to be crazy to see what's going to happen. And packaging, too, right? I know
packaging
a lot of people
too.
Get their packaging and stickers and labels. Yeah. And
exactly. It's crazy. It's a crazy time right now.
And that's a whole other conspiracy I have and all that. Do you think Elon Musk is an alien?
It's a good question. I can't say for sure, but I wouldn't doubt if he was.
I have a whole theory about him. Listen, we don't need to talk about this. Well, that's like a whole other show.
Yeah. I don't want to get shot, bro.
I don't think he's from here. And like his whole everything he's doing is like proven that he's just trying to get back to his home base. Yeah, wherever he's Mars. From. For sure, it's Mars. Doge to the moon and then beyond.
He does have a very unusual skin tone.
He's
it's like clear.
He's brought a lot of tech. He's brought a lot of technology to us and is shooting rockets into the sky all day. And his body does look a little different.
It's a little different.
Yes. Yeah. When he had that topless picture, when he tried to look human, yeah. It's a little weird, bro. You see Men in Black when they're like the.
Grew up on that.
They try to take over the human bodies and they kind of look human.
They see. I've seen. Have you seen those crazy videos with like the eyes rolling back?
And yeah,
like,
yeah. You seen that in real life?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen it in real life. I haven't seen it.
It's crazy.
Fortunately, I haven't. I personally haven't ran into any like phenomena with like ghosts or anything. I mean, the alien shit was real. Like the UFO, that was crazy. That was probably like
they're not UFOs anymore. They're
what are they called?
UADs.
UAD.
Is that it? Unidentified aerial phenomena. Oh, UAPs.
UAPs.
Whatever, dude. Why are they trying to change the name, dude?
What I don't know. Fuck? I know them as UFOs.
Yeah. 80s babies. What?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just like, yeah.
Let's I'm learning too. I don't want to be offensive or anything, you know.
UAPs.
Like the other day, we went and we stumbled across some like midget wrestling, and on the thing it says midget wrestling. So I was like, oh yeah, midget wrestling. And then I had some people like, you can't say that no more. I was like, but it says midget wrestling.
That's how they're marketing it.
Yeah, that's how they're marketing.
What do they want, little people wrestling?
I don't know. I don't know what they. I don't know what.
I think it's Little People.
Little People.
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen that Little People LA or Little People New York? It's like a reality show, like Real Housewives, but it's all little people.
I haven't seen it. No.
It's wild.
I haven't been able to watch too much TV.
I know you don't watch TV.
I try.
Does your girl watch TV?
Yeah. She's a professional TV watcher.
Yeah. You don't ever sit down and watch a show with
Sometimes.
Her.
Sometimes.
Come on, I know you be watching. We're like.
Not shows.
Like Say Yes to the Dress and like Home Renovation. What is she watching? Bravo.
She watches like a lot of like Korean dramas.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, she likes that. But I don't know. I haven't.
That's fire, dude.
I'll watch a movie here and there with her, but yeah, I don't know. I've just gotten to a point where like my mind can't sit and watch TV like that.
I get it.
Yeah. There's just too much shit going on.
Yeah. You feel like you're wasting time.
I gotta do something. Yeah, I gotta.
How do you come up? What inspires you to make content then? How do you come up with that?
Luckily, I have our team to kind of bounce ideas with.
Okay.
But I'm also on Instagram. You know, I'll go on Instagram.
So you'll rather scroll for 2 hours on Instagram than watch like a show or a movie?
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
Just to kind of tap in with the world. Right?
Yeah. See what's going on.
See what's going on. What's going on? Like, what are people talking about? You know, like, where is the culture moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you get a lot of information on Instagram, actually.
Yeah, you learn.
You learn a lot of shit.
Learning, yeah.
Yeah.
You see where everything's happening, but it's like a necessary evil.
Yeah. It is.
You're like, you need it, but I hate it.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. We're part of the, evil.
Maybe that's why I always get fucked with, because I just say that it's whack.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, then, fuck you.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me on here, too, bro.
No, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come through and hang out. It's been a long time coming, and I can't wait to see what else you guys bring and have fun at EDC.
Thank you, man.
And your acid dream has come true.
It has.
And
manifested through LSD.
Hell yeah. What was it? Passion drives...
drives success.
Yeah, that's what it was, dude. Passion drives success.
It's fucking true.
Yeah, so thank you for coming through and taking time and keep killing it.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'm gonna
you.
Keep selling your shit at the shops.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
And
thank you guys for tuning in too.
Yes.
I know I'm a little weird and shit, but
where can people find you? Where are you at?
My personal Instagram is I am Peter Tang, and our brand's page is just Plug Play. Got a few, but Plug Play is the main one.
Plug Play, not Plug and Play. It's Plug Play.
Plug Play.
Make sure you check it out. Yep. I am Peter Tang on the socials. Is it just IG? You don't do TikTok?
Nah. I mean, I have a TikTok, but it's not active.
It's IG.
This is like golf shit.
Check out my golf bag.
Yeah. check out my golf bag. My
These
golf
are the
city.
Clubs I'm using. Look at me play this par 5. No, I'm just playing. Listen. There's a net in the back if you want to go for swing a couple balls hit a couple balls. What am I? That's weird. If you want to go hit a couple balls.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're going to go swing them balls.
Swing
Adam,
them balls,
let's go.
Bro. Plug play ball swinging.
No.
I'm just playing. Shout out to everyone watching Patreon. You. We love you. Everyone on the podcast vibes. Thank you all so much. And the YouTubes. watching it. You know, we started that new YouTube page as well, GHWS Podcast. You know, we're trying to cover, there's some shadow bands, and they be trying to hide you, so I'm trying to start some new shit. And, you know, it's just always rebuilding, dude.
Let's get it.
It's annoying, but we're making it happen, dude. Entrepreneurs, sure. Right?
Entrepreneur.
What? Yeah. Peter Tang, it's been an honor. Thank you so much again. Make sure you check him out. Shout out to all y'all. Appreciate it. Until next. Kentron, love you. What are you doing? Any shows coming up? I know you said you just performed at Downtown Disney, fool. What the hell? Where can people fucking...
I'll be there again on the 19th.
Okay.
If you want to come to Disneyland at the Disney...
Downtown Disney.
We'll be there. The group called Melodic, singing all your favorite hits. Little girl group hits.
What are girl groups? Like Destiny's Child and In Vogue and...
Exactly.
Britney Spears?
Probably. We haven't done them, but that probably fits the Disney aesthetic.
Oh, it's Disney.
Yeah. Gotta fit Disney aesthetic, so we can't do stuff like Scrubs.
Right.
I don't want no Scrubs.
Right.
That's... See, the kids can't handle that. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I got you. So no TLC, but... Spice Girls.
Probably.
Well, maybe I'll pull up with my lady. He's out here playing at Downtown Disney. All right, Travis, thank you so much. Make sure you follow his stream as well, Trav Man. He's always live streaming. Probably got the BTS going right now, too. Thank you so much. We got to get a little camera mic for you, too, Trav. Yes, thumbs up. All right, until next time, I'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peter Tang. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Adam Hill.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I got to use the restroom.
Oh, here, I got you.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.